And now it's time for this week's game. This week we'll play Know Thy News. Our player is Erica from Boston. Erica, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks.
Erica, you're going to take home a full ball cap for each correct answer. We're talking this week's news. Three questions for you. Are you ready to know thy news?
Okay, I'll try.
All right, question number one is entitled Fast Food Hot Stocks. Erica, shares of Wendy's recently hit an all-time high after the company announced what? Three choices for you. Is it A, that it would spin off part of its Tim Hortons coffee and donuts chain? B,
okay.
We have a ringer on our hands. Erica, I was going to also mention two other options, and I'll do this for the benefit of our listeners, that Wendy's had won a $100 million settlement in a countersuit against a woman who'd allegedly bitten into a finger in a Wendy's bowl of chili. We know that's a little passe now. Or three, that it would start delivering, which I guess maybe Wendy's never will. You already spied out the correct one. Erica, you know thy news.
Well, I really should have listened to all three. That's one of the things they tell you when taking tests, right? So
maybe so, but then again, you get rewarded on lots of game shows for being the first one to buzz in.
You're right.
And I think you were flexing your intellectual muscle there. The answer is A, as you mentioned, Wendy's announced that it was going to sell 15 to 18% of Tim Hortons in a public offering. Erica, push comes to shove. You going to Wendy's or are you going to McDonald's?
McDonald's. I don't like square burgers.
I like somebody who understands the world around her and can express things succinctly. I hear you. Question number two. We'll call this one, Who Am I? Who am I? My stock fell to a 43-year low this week. It's Greek to me. And we have a very strong affinity for air travel, and it's readily apparent. Erica, who am I?
I have no idea. Can you give me a hint? I mean, those are four hints, but...
I'll give you one extra hint.
Okay.
The first letter of the company's name is D.
Delta.
One of my producers is presently scowling at me. So, Erica, I gave you an extra hint, and that's illegal on this version of the show. So we're going to give you the positive reinforcement and a little bit of self-esteem building that you got it right, but we're not actually going to award you a ball cap for that.
Okay.
The answer is Delta.
Thank you. That was helpful, too.
The answer is Delta, the fourth letter in the Greek alphabet for those keeping score. The Atlanta-based airline, that stock hit a 43-year low this week. One of Delta's campaigns, of course, we love to fly, and it shows, but that was too obvious, so that's why I went with, I have a very strong affinity for air travel, and it's readily apparent. I probably could have done that better. Erica, I'm a one-man crusade for the idea, get this, that I think, I really continue to believe different seats should have different prices on these planes. So, for example, window seats, I believe, should cost more than middle seats. If I'm sitting in a middle seat, I should be getting a discount. Do you agree or disagree?
I can see that, but there'll be some people who don't want to be near the window, right? Yeah. So for them, the middle seat is more valuable.
And so they'll be excited that they're getting they'll actually like Delta.
Yeah, that's true. But we pay all these different prices, right, based on when you buy the ticket, correct?
Okay, you're being too rational and maybe even commonsensical with me. I can see now why I'm on a one-man crusade. Question number three. We'll call this one a recent survey. An imaginative title. Erica, a recent survey found that 9.1% of American adults were doing this in February of 2004. Is it A, refinancing their mortgage, B, buying roses for Valentine's, or C, participating in a low-carb diet?
Okay, I'm going to go with low-carb diet. Okay.
You nailed it. Yes, the answer is C. 9.1% of Americans were on some form of low-carb diet, according to a survey by the NPD Group. By November of 2004, the number of American adults on low-carb had dropped to 3.6%. It's a big reason why, of course, Atkins Nutritional filed for bankruptcy this week. Erica, did you ever subscribe to the low-carb craze?
No. It's unnatural, I think.
Maybe that segues into my final question for you today, which is, could you give one health tip for all of our listeners?
I don't think I'm qualified. I'm not an MD yet, so.
Ah, you say yet. Now, why would that be?
Well, because I have a couple more years of med school left.
Outstanding. Erica, what are you studying for?
Well, right now, internal medicine, but that may change later on.
All right. Erica takes home two full ball caps this week. Erica, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And that was this week's edition of Know Thy News. You can always hear this game and this show online at npr.org. And if you're interested in our free weekly Fool Radio email, just go to fool.com, our website, scroll down to the bottom of the page under free email newsletters, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.